I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
How was your drive in?
The rain has begun.
Yeah, it has.
I thought it wasn't starting until later today.
I thought so, too. They were saying even on the radio, not until 4 p.m. I'm like, guys,
oh,
well, 12 hours early.
Bryn and I were looking at the weather yesterday because we're going to the Giants game today,
yeah.
And it said 5 a.m.
Oh.
And so
I think they mean
it's an hour early.
The heavy stuff is later.
Yeah. What time's the game today?
12:45.
So what are you thinking?
Rained out.
Nothing.
Hopefully
I don't
not,
know.
Right?
Do you if guys not, have a? We'll just go hang out at the restaurant. The
do you
new,
guys have
there's a
new
restaurant.
Do you have a suite?
We don't have a suite. We have some reservations at.
Well, if you had a suite, that'd be fine then. You know, yeah. Things are.
Yeah,
be covered.
Whatever. You know,
you
what?
Gotta,
frankly,
you gotta get a suite.
We just go to hang out with Matt because he's so awesome.
This is the Tahoe Blue guy.
Mm-hmm. He owns Tahoe Blue vodka. He's just a cool dude, and he's just fun to hang out with. We laugh our asses off the entire time.
Is he the one that you got on the field for the Niners game with?
Mm-hmm. And we've been to lunch with him a few times.
Oh.
He's just fun. And our sales girl, Monica, as well.
Oh, that's
right.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's always good.
she's a nice lady.
Yeah, she's a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know anything about that.
Don't me either.
She's a nice lady.
She seems very nice.
Yeah. I've seen her a couple times.
Seems very professional around here in the building.
Uh-huh.
And so do you.
That's the big joke, huh?
No, you do
actually,
seem professional here.
I had Alden.
Yes.
Drive me in today.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll have a few drinks and then...
Is Alden an Uber guy?
No.
He's just your friend.
Just for her.
But, I mean, I pay him.
Well, I'm not asking that.
Yeah, well... He might as well be an Uber driver.
That's not my business.
He's her personal Uber driver.
I was just curious if he's an Uber guy. That's all.
Guy.
All right.
Well, he's got some free time or something?
That's very nice of him.
Yeah, he's got some free time right now. And I was like, he dropped me off this morning. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to keep an eye on the weather. I might need to ride in tomorrow if it's going to be rainy.
Yeah.
And then I have him booked for Saturday. He's taking me somewhere on Saturday.
Oh, go to
Oakland.
It is going to, it's supposed to rain on and off.
Yeah.
All next week, too.
Mm.
What the,
they're
what
saying the third storm is Tuesday.
Oh, yay. The third storm, yay.
I don't get it
what
either.
The F is happening?
I thought we were enough
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, I thought we were done with this.
Whatever.
I'm having a really hard time explaining this to my in-laws and my brother.
Your people.
My people. So, like, what's happening? You said it wasn't going to rain anymore once it stopped raining. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Your in-laws. You mean...
I meant Debbie, but, you know, my outlaws, whatever. They cooked us a, John is going to hike the Pacific Crest Trail, mm-hmm. and he's leaving this weekend. I know, shame.
Who's he going with?
His friend Joe.
Right.
So they're going to hike it. They start Saturday.
Joe of broken hip
fame.
Bless you.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Pelvis Crashley, we call him. He's been hit by two cars and crashed into deer. He was I guess I don't know when you're a pro bike race. He's been on teams and whatever for years and years. And then finally he decided, well, you know, I'm kind of broken. But he hikes all the time, and so they've been talking about this for years. And I always thought in the back of my mind, yeah, that'll never happen. But sure enough, it's happening. Oh, my God. You cannot believe the amount of things you need to get for a 109. They're doing it, you know, I think that... The movie Wild, which I think is Reese Witherspoon,
really good movie.
It's based on a book,
mm-hmm.
and the woman in the story, in the true story, hikes the whole thing, like after her mom passes away.
Yeah,
and she's dealing with all this crap in her life. And it takes forever to do that. So they're just going to do it in segments, and they're going to do this first section. It's 109 miles or something. But he's, you know, everything. And it's so funny because everything that comes to the house, he's like, oh, my God, feel how light this is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, feel how light this is. Feel how light this is. Like his tent. It was just comical watching him set that thing up the other day. It's like the wind is just going to, it's like a leaf. It's going to just blow off into like a kite into the air.
Place to carry it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. It's, I mean, every single thing. I think the thing weighs like one, his whole tent, poles and everything weigh 1 pound, 11 ounces. Or, I mean, some crazy. Mm. And it's made out of this stuff that seems like saran wrap. But apparently, it's not.
That tech stuff is pretty neat. And it's, I think, great. There's like, oh, it's like anything else. People get addicted to crap. They just get into it.
Yeah.
And then they go all the way in. And that's.
Yeah. Well, if he's going to do the whole thing, he's going to need this stuff.
The right stuff.
This is the the most expensive segment, I should say, because this is the one where he's getting all the junk. So anyway, he had a hike meeting last night. He and Joe had to
meet. Please tell me these guys, and maybe I shouldn't word it that way. Will they be using ski poles? Because I see the hikers out where I mountain bike, and they've got the hiking poles. And I'm
they
just
have
like,
lightweight hiking poles, but they're part of the tent. So he can just carry
that.
I know. Everything doubles as something else.
Yeah.
So, yes, they are. They do have hiking poles. But so
poles.
This hiking meeting that they had last night was because John had to bring his pack fully packed with everything they were going to lay everything out and make sure they weren't carrying anything out. Like, oh, you have that. Well, I don't need that then.
Right.
And I'm going to carry this, so you carry that. So they had this whole, it's so funny. But these people are called trail angels.
Oh, yes, I've heard of them.
And they are, they're actually going to get a ride from like the train station in San Diego down to the start of the trail from a trail angel. And then they're getting a ride from wherever the hell they're ending. I don't even know where it is, 109 miles away from there.
How long is this going to take?
A week and a half. Mm. So he's gone all Memorial Day weekend. I'm like, oh, well. I got you tickets for Bottle Rock, so I guess we're not going to that.
Well, they're going to go have fun.
Yes. Oh, they are. They're going to have a great time. So it was just myself and my son, Riley, finished his last final yesterday, so he's done with school for the year.
All right.
I know. So he came home yesterday, and then so the three of us, my two kids and me, went over to my brother's house. He had smoked two chickens on his little smoker thing. And then I was having to explain about the rain. Which I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I am also mystified. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was my day yesterday. And I made a fabulous purse. Oh.
Oh, the leather one, right?
Yeah.
I saw the pictures. Looks great. Oh. Well, from what I saw.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Is it finished?
Yes. The one, I don't think you saw the one I made yesterday. The ones that were laid out on my Instagram yesterday were... I had already done those.
Okay.
I started a whole new little
Maybe
like,
I just
I've
saw
had
the
this
material
idea.
Of the leather.
Oh, you
Maybe
sure did. Yeah, the hide was laid out. Yeah. Yeah. It's a hide, everyone. It's a shell of a cow. So sue me. You know, I should get some faux hide so people can.
Well, leather's actually fantastic.
It is.
I mean, it's disgusting.
And we are, people
it's
are
the skin
eating
of an
those
animal,
cows,
right? But it is, leather's great.
Yeah. Holds
Wears
up forever.
Great. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Really difficult to rip it or destroy it, mm-hmm. and I'm good at both of those things, so it works for me.
Ripping and destroying?
I just, you know, when I get frustrated sewing, I just rip things apart. It's really hard to do with leather. But I actually thought of you as I was making this, I was making this purchase. I'm like, oh, I bet you use that wood like this.
Use that wood like that.
Yeah, maybe she would.
Anything
maybe she
you make, use that wood like.
What'd you do yesterday? You didn't possibly surf, did you?
I took a look at it.
Oh, really?
I had very high hopes, but it turned out that the wind had gotten on it despite it seemingly not being windy at first. Anyway, no, I didn't get to surf, but I got my exercise in.
What'd you do?
I went running.
Oh, on the treadmill or out in the world?
Treadmill.
Oh.
I like that treadmill.
Do you watch a show?
I do.
And what show are you on right now?
Well, right. let's see. I think I watched Surfing yesterday. But,
your favorite show.
It is one of my favorite shows. But yeah, I love the, you know, treadmills are great.
Yeah.
I didn't think when the missus was saying, I'm going to buy a treadmill, I thought, great. Like, we really should have that. But we use it.
You have a three-car garage, don't you?
All the time. No. It's big, though.
Is that where it is, though?
It is.
Okay.
So can you only park one car?
No. Both fit in, and it's a big garage. It's mm-hmm. it's bigger than a two, like a normal.
Like a two and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
room for, like, a tool bench and stuff.
Sure.
And
plenty of room.
Does the cat sleep out there on the?
On the treadmill?
On the treadmill? No.
No. No.
No. Who's that cat?
The cat's just fine.
Where does a cat sleep? I mean, wherever he wants, obviously.
No, I don't know where the cat sleeps. We don't, you know, the cat goes wherever it wants.
Where do you sleep?
Yeah,
where do you sleep? Where do you sleep, garage cat?
Well, you know, sometimes I just gotta find a bush and hunker down.
You don't live outside,
myself.
Sorry.
Oh, you have to defend from yourself
the
from
the
yeah.
Frankly,
you guys live up in the mountains. I mean,
well,
it's
yeah, mountain lions. We're cousins, but we don't get along.
I wish you would go outside more. It seems strange as cats are.
Where's my friends? Are they still hanging out?
You know,
I don't know.
Where are you guys?
Sparky's still around.
What about the other one?
The other guy. Has turned out to be a real jerk.
Is that the orange one?
Mm-hmm.
What's so jerky about
him? He attacked Sparky more than once.
Yeah, I didn't like it one bit.
And we were like, all right, you're not allowed to come around anymore, pal.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, what'd you do to him?
Well,
give him the Prozac?
I make a stomp at him when he comes around and make sure he knows to beat it. You're not welcome.
Just beat him.
Just get out.
He's like a bully.
Weird. He is a bully.
He probably wanted to be best friends with Garage Cat.
I don't know.
Oh.
You know.
He's like stinky, you know, friend cat hop. Friend
is that the first time that's happened? People fighting over me.
He's very popular.
Too bad the people I live with don't really give a crap on everybody else does.
They love you.
Don't
be silly.
Brent, you're a bully.
Oh.
Brent?
Yeah, you're a bully.
No,
what's
I thought
his
it
cat?
Was,
you're the Garfield
Garfield's,
cat.
Right?
Yeah, Garfield's a bully.
Yeah, that's not me.
Wait, I thought I was stinky.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're stinky. No, well,
this is the third one that's been kicked out is you. Whatever, Sparky, stinky.
Oh, God. I didn't get kicked out.
I thought you did. He stops at you.
Yeah, we don't want, he's not allowed to hang. So when we see him, we chase him off.
Do they, do they eat your cat's food? Like they come into the garage and...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I share.
No, we share.
We
you.
Share.
You never bought any food in your life.
Oh.
I thought all cats were millionaires. It just seems like all the stuff's there for
right.
us.
It's exactly right. Yeah.
Mm. Does Isla like
I haven't worked a day in my life.
Does Isla like me?
Everyone likes you, buddy. You're the best.
I like you the most.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Sure. Very sweet.
Yeah. What did you do yesterday, Who?
Oh, I just had a lot of physical therapy and body work. And
like, so a massage?
No. Like, there's just, like, you know, different types of manipulation that needs to happen for my back.
You do this at home or you do this at a place?
No, I have two or three different people that work on me. Getting worked on all the time.
At the same time?
No, at the same damn
time. At the same damn time.
Damn time. Oh, hey, Brent.
Takes me a second. And then the, remember how I went to Israel a couple years ago?
Yeah.
The people.
We remember the piece of wood and everything.
Hey, all right. So the woman that basically sponsored me, Amy, we had lunch. She moved to Israel. She met a guy.
Oh, she met a guy while she was there?
Well, yeah. And then she fell in love and now she's engaged. So she's only here for like a month or two a year.
Oh.
And lives in Israel now.
Yeah, for this boy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's going to marry him.
Yeah.
And he won't leave there?
It was hard for him to get to the United States. They don't, you'd think they'd hand out, I always thought they had some favoritism out there for certain groups and certain groups they don't. And so, but even he was having a hard time getting a visa to come to the United States. Mm. So he can't come over.
It's hard these days.
It seems like. So, yeah, so I invited myself to their wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
You invited yourself?
Yeah.
They didn't send you a...
It's not till next year. Oh. I just said, hey, don't forget about me when you get married.
Oh, you just make sure that you let them know you want to go. Because you love weddings.
I did miss one this past weekend because the drive was just too far. It was a Big Sur. I'm sorry I missed your wedding, Ursula.
It's hard for you to sit in the car that long, is that?
Yeah. And drive. And
it's a long drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had therapy, and I just couldn't miss it, so...
Yeah, listen. I want you to come back full time. Like this is this 2 day a
week
thing.
This is ridiculous.
It is. It's like every time I look over there, it's some other person. I'm like, oh, I love the interns or anything, but
doesn't sound like it.
I know.
Well, I don't love them like I love my human. You know, through all this time.
Thank you. Yeah, I love you too.
Oh, thanks.
And we you know,
hang out or something.
Hey, you're gonna go to you're seeing some movie tonight, and your review is today.
Yeah, so we reported this a month or so ago. Mindy Kaling sold her film at the Sundance Film Festival for $13 million.
Oh, and I do remember that.
So tonight is a tastemaker screening.
Oh, is that you? You're a tastemaker?
Yeah, I'm a tastemaker. And the movie doesn't come out for another 3 weeks, but they asked us to fill the theater. So
what's it called?
Late Night. Late Night Special.
Yeah, it looks funny. She's great.
Her and
love
Emma
her.
Thompson.
Oh. Is it about like a late night
yes.
talk show
yeah.
or just okay?
And Mindy Kaling's the writer. Like she's the intern and then works her way up mm-hmm. and supports Emma.
Oh, and Emma's the star of the show.
Yeah, she's like the Jimmy. But apparently, she's like a real bitch.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So Mindy like calms her down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's like her handler.
Yeah.
Oh, that seems kind of fun.
Yeah,
it's what a cool thing to like take your film to a film festival and have someone be like, "I'll give you $13 million for it."
Yep.
Sure.
Like, yes, please.
Right,
but that's a gamble, isn't
yeah. Oh,
it?
Oh yeah,
Hooman.
Oh boy.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it is a gamble.
Right?
I mean,
you guys put a lot of work into that film, and we're still waiting for it to get released.
It is, yes, it's tricky. But she already.
I haven't seen it yet, and I'm in it.
All right,
yeah. Have you?
I've seen two different versions of it, and I still haven't seen the version that has the Dolly Parton right. stuff in it from 10 years ago.
Okay,
anyway. Olive, everyone. Wow, it's funny. We haven't talked about Olive in a long time.
Yeah, no, well. You talk about it often. You think it's
Do
a
we?
Long time, but it's actually way more than you.
It's like we haven't talked about
than
it.
Than I'd like. it is tricky. So anyway, she already had a huge, like she was already a kind of a big star.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. for her, she had an agent and a bunch of people representing
so
her.
So she wasn't just some independent guy
no.
with a cell phone.
And she was able to call up Emma and say, hey, you want to be in this film? And she's like, absolutely, Mindy, I love you.
Oh. Did Chris pay for her film, too?
Oh,
Mindy,
that's a good
Mindy
question.
Kaling's?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Man, he loves Hooman.
Yeah, he likes
him. Yeah.
Man, the NBA draft was last night, and I was thinking of Chris the whole time.
Oh, the lottery thing?
The lottery, yeah. Well, I guess the draft wasn't last night. It was the lottery. You're right.
What's the deal with that?
It's like a ping pong ball thing. So everyone who's had a bad season gets a number of ping pongs. And then there's some trades that have happened previously, even seasons previous, where you get, you know, picks are dependent on what happens. So there's a lot going on there. There's a lot in the air.
But it works totally differently than the NFL draft.
Yes. So the ping pong balls basically drop into the thing and let people know where they're going to be. And then they actually make the announcement in a way that, you know, okay, the 10th pick is, the 9th pick mm-hmm. is, and all these people are standing there. They all want number one.
Right.
And
they
right
can
now,
get more than one into the top 10, like,
well,
depending
some
on how many ping pong balls you
some
have.
Some of them have, yeah, more picks than others, but that's also dependent on trades and things that mm-hmm. have happened. So anyway, there's a dude right now who's expected to be, projected to be, hopeful to be the next big thing. This kid named Zion.
Yeah, I was seeing his name this morning.
He's going to be, I mean, they've had these big projections before.
Right.
Greg Oden was supposed to be the next big thing.
How did he do?
Both his knees busted
oh,
and
that sucks.
He was worthless.
I never even heard
I mean,
his
I
name.
Shouldn't say that about a human, but
right.
an athlete, it didn't
he
work out.
He has plenty of worth
the
as
team
a human.
That took him, it did not work out. Mm. That's for sure. And the guys who chose him over Kevin Durant were fired and don't
oh, they
work
picked
there
him over
anymore.
KD.
They picked him over
wow.
KD. Yeah.
Well, you can't know, Vin. You know, if only we could see the future.
So, well, these tall guys, too. This was a particularly tall dude, and sometimes they break down.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's their feet or their knees or whatever. So
we're not really built to be as tall as some of these guys.
This Zion guy, though, he's big, he's sturdy, he's strong. And
I see he's 6'7 and 284 pounds.
He's a big dude. He's expected to be the next big thing.
But 6'7 is a reasonable height for the NBA. Like some
as
of these
opposed
guys
to seven
are right.
Plus. Right. Mm. So anyway, the pick is coming down, and a lot of people wanted to go to New York. New York's been terrible forever. Oh. And New York is sort of the home of the mecca of basketball. Street ball, the whole thing. It's just big in New York, and the team has sucked for so long, and the pick goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh,
like,
Pelicans.
What the? What?
That's a basketball team you don't hear much about.
No, and you know, one of the things I was talking to the missus about is because of radio being, I don't know what you want to call that. I mean, we're vagabonds. I mean, if you're lucky, you're not, but in...
Right.
I've always thought of, well, if I have to move, I got to move. That's the gig. I mean,
done it a million times.
This is what I've put my energy into.
This is very lucky. We've been here for a very long time. Thanks. That's thanks to you, our listeners.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's
a hard life being a pro ball player, really, in any of the leagues, because not only do you change teams and change homes often, more often than most other jobs, but you're also on the road, you know, half the year.
Anyway,
that's
so for this guy, Zion, there he is sitting there going, I could be going to New York, everybody. And he's looking, you know how that, like when we make.
What did his face look like when they said it was the Pelicans?
Well, he's like, they don't know yet. And
right.
He's like, I don't want to. But I mean, when you're sitting there thinking, I'm moving to New York, that's where I could be. And then you end up New Orleans. Like, look, nothing against New Orleans. Just ask anybody. You want to live in New York City or you want to live in New Orleans?
I'm sure there's a percentage who would pick New Orleans, but give me New York.
Right.
You know, people love New Orleans, though. I want, you know,
I'm not
maybe
trying
he'll be
to
like,
look.
Maybe he's all, yay, New Orleans.
I don't think he is. I mean, this is where you're dealing with
okra
media markets and the money
Creole.
That comes in. And, you know, I mean, many
totally.
Places, many people you could walk up to and say, do you know the name of the team in New Orleans?
I wouldn't have been able to name it. Before I read it a couple times this morning.
Can you name a player on New Orleans?
Nope.
I mean, that's the problem that, you know.
No. Mm. I could tell you stuff about New Orleans, but mostly it's not about
who's
basketball.
The coach at New Orleans?
Nope. Right? I don't know that. No.
So anyway, it's just interesting. There's the kid's whole fate rests on this thing, and it comes down, and New Orleans is thrilled.
I bet they
this
are.
This young man is... Probably
well, maybe
thinking.
He'll put them on the map. Maybe we'll start to know who the damn Pelicans are.
I can't remember the percentage, but they do these stats, too, and it's like there was a 6% chance he'd end up in New Orleans.
Well, you know, there was a chance.
And
all right, we're super late. KLLC, KLLC, HD, 1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.